Ladies and gentlemen, Tanya and Dane.
Keith from the block. G'day, Keith.
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
Where are you, by the way?
Actually in my shower.
Are you nude?
Oh, Tanya.
You can't be bloody me clothes on. I've got my raincoat on and everything.
Keith, your shower compared to the showers on the block, how does it rate?
It's 100 times better, at least. It's gold plated. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. I'm joking. No,
that's what you want. That's what you want. You are the site foreman on the block. And do you know that there are a couple of Facebook pages dedicated to you?
Are there?
There's two fan sites. Well, I'd say one's a fan site, one's not a fan site. So one says, Keith from the block is a w***, and the other one says, Keith from the block is a dead set f*** legend.
Wow.
And you know what has more likes?
Which one did you set up, Keith?
Neither.
The one that says you're a dead set legend has quadruple the amount.
Oh, it's good to hear.
Keith, you put up with a lot of stuff on the block. You're so good at conflict resolution. How did you get so good at that?
Well, I actually treat the block like I would a normal job. I've seriously been a site foreman for a long time. I started when I was 26, which is 18 years ago. I know a little bit more about building than the contestants.
Yeah,
and I've actually never built a standard home. I've always sort of built homes that sort of start at $2 million and go upwards. So I think I'm a little bit more qualified than the contestants at building.
I see that you had a bit of conflict with Kyle last night.
Yeah, a bit of a safety issue. We have some sliding doors up on the second floor, and if you open the sliding doors, you basically have a drop of about 4 or 5 metres, which would probably kill somebody. Kyle wanted to bring his couch up through that door opening, and about 4 or 5 days earlier, we'd actually gone around, locked all the doors, took all the keys, hid them away, so we alleviated the chance of someone falling out of those door openings. That didn't make sense to Kyle, though. But the thing is, it's simple on the block. If you've got a rule for one, you have to have it for all. And we decided that we would lock those doors, hide the keys, so those doors couldn't be opened. And I wasn't willing to open the door for Kyle. I said, look, if you think about it, you might find another way of getting this couch up.
I could not do your gig. Wow. And the twins as well, they do not hold back.
No, the twins don't. But I have a great relationship with the twins. There are certain times on the block when things get heated, but we have our little arguments and we move on.
Yeah. Does that at the end of shooting and whatnot, you guys get along and it's all fine, you sit down and have a beer together, or is it more of a professional relationship?
It's definitely all fine.
It's fine.
It is. Like, there's a lot of things that you don't see behind the scenes that I actually do for the contestants. The block doesn't show those things about me, though, all the good things. But
I don't know about that, Keith. I reckon you're a pretty good bloke because you help out when you need to.
Well, that's what I'm there for, and I try and help them out all the time. And we have arguments when the contestants don't follow the codes of Australia with building, and that's where I step in and make sure they do. At the end of the day, if you buy a house, it should be perfect. And I try to ensure that the houses or the apartments are perfect every season.
Exactly right. Now, out of all the seasons you've done, has there been a favourite house or apartment that you're like, this has been the best thing I've ever seen on the block?
Yeah, there's probably two that really stick out.
Which ones are those, mate?
Back at Dorcas Street, South Melbourne. I love Brad and Lara's apartment.
Oh, yeah, that was beautiful.
I thought that was done to a very high end. And this year, both of the faves, to me, have just presented some amazing apartments, both of them. I mean, they're going to take a lot of beating.
Wow, a little bit of insight there, because we haven't seen the final product yet.
The board are incredible. They've all got their weaknesses and strengths. It's going to be a very close auction this year, but just for me, and I'm not a design guru, I'm more of a builder than a design guru, I would love to buy any of those apartments this year. They are beautiful, and I think they'll go for well over 2 mil. That's my opinion.
Wow. So who do you think, which apartment then do you think will win? We'll have a little bit extra. Is it the $8,000 egg bath in Kyle and Cara's joint?
Look, as I'm saying, my tastes, definitely, I tend to like the phase. They've got massive open areas, and I really like that. Taking away nothing from the other guys, but just for me, I'd say there's only a couple of percent in it, but I think that I like Brayden Dales and Alicia Lysandras equally.
Thank you so much for your time for joining us this morning. You can catch Keith on the block on Wynn, mate, and we'll chat to you soon. Now you can go get dry.
Are you clothed?
See you guys, and thanks very much for having me.
Dressed yet?
Not quite.
Thanks so much, Keith. See you, mate.
See you guys.
Tanya and Dane.